Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report, back for round two off this Celtics Game 5 win that's going to send them to Miami for a Game 6. And they could become only the 15th team ever to force a Game 7 after trailing in a series down 3-0. Starting to believe a little bit here, and I just talked about why I'm suddenly picking the Celtics with A'Sherrod Blakely, and a big reason is the defense. And I want to get into this defense because all year I've harped about this team not looking right on that end. Two of the biggest reasons statistically you look at, even though they finished number two on that end, their struggles against isolation offense for a lot of the players across the board on this team, as well as their inability to force turnovers. Celtics ranked only 26th in forced turnovers this year during the regular season after finishing number one in that disruptiveness last year. 11th out of 16 playoff teams, not good enough. And tonight they come out, force a turnover on the first play. Marcus Smart, one of five steals he got in this game. Jason Tatum rips off a ton as well. On their way to 5-6 through the early portion of this game, that's what built a double-digit lead. That's what built a 10 advantage shot total-wise in this game. And the field goal advantage, even though it didn't finish high in Boston's favor, just one, I think, in the end. They carried a 10-ish one throughout this game.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel. New customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you go to FanDuel.com/Boston.
That's big for Joe Mazzulla, but as far as the emphasis goes, a lot of it's on taking it to the Heat at the ball. The individual efforts in this game, whether it's Robert Williams blocking Jimmy Butler at the three-point line, Derek White showing a much stronger poise against Jimmy Butler in this game, and guys being in the right positions, the help was on point. I talked to Grant Williams in the locker room and said that's probably the biggest point of improvement in this series is the positioning of the help. And you see that with Robert Williams on Jimmy Butler in a game where Butler's only able to get 10 shots off. That's never going to cut it for the Heat, especially a team that's missing Gabe Vincent. Max Strus doesn't look right to me, and Kevin Love and Kyle Lowry couldn't add much in spot starts here. They're struggling right now offensively. It's starting to look like a Heat team that we saw in the regular season that ranked among the lottery teams on offense. Shots not falling now, though they did hit 39% from three in this game. Only 25 attempts, so they're well short of where the Celtics are on that end. There's a real point gap between these teams, especially if the Celtics are going to start to hit shots. And that's enhanced by defensive pressure. Now, can they keep it up on that end? I think you're seeing a fierce communication, especially with Jaylen Brown, on where to be and when to switch and all these little details that I think went overlooked throughout the regular season and made this team, as Joe Mazzulla admitted after the Game 3 loss in Miami, lose its defensive identity. Jaylen Brown talked a little bit, I think, interestingly, about how difficult this Heat team is to guard post-game tonight. Here's what he said.
Jaylen, this series really flipped in the second half of Game 4 when you started running them off the line and like digging in and really running on defense. So what you were saying about Derek, how big was he tonight and just like kind of keeping that intensity up throughout the entire game?
It's tough. You know, those guys, they play at an incredible pace. They kind of remind me, the kind of the pace they play at is kind of similar to like the Warriors. They sprint to their spots. They sprint off screens. They find those pockets. They relocate. And you can't blink because they'll relocate. You'll lose a shooter for a three. So you got to be disciplined. You got to be sound. You got to chase those guys because all night they're going to be running. You got to bring your track shoes in.
So I like hearing that. It's Brown addressing, as he has on offense, where he's talked about the Heat zone throwing him off and how he needs to address that. Did a good job with that today. Defensive issues and lapses, I think, a problem for Brown throughout this series, and he was better in this one as well. Horford, I thought, had a resilient night on that end in the drop, and Rob is reaching a high level defensively that makes you remember what this team looked like on that end last year. Forceful. bringing the attack to the ball and turning defense into offense. Late in the year, allowed this team to play number one offense despite the issues in the half court. Those came up again in this game. The Celtics turned the ball over, threw the ball to Hayward Highsmith at the top of the zone at times, but Joe Mazzulla with a quick trigger timeout stopped the Heat from ever getting within 15, and Marcus Smart gave him a lot of credit for that postgame. Talked about him learning and the sense of urgency extending to the sideline. If it took elimination to make the Celtics play with defensive force and get themselves together on that end, so be it. And Grant said you never really lose that. It just took a little bit of, I think, desperation for this group to rally together, and it did take time from the end of that Philadelphia series when they admitted they need to get back to defense to pulling off, I think, their best defensive performance of the season here tonight. And once again, the Celtics saved their season. They're going to Miami, so are we. Subscribe to CLNS Media for all the post-game reaction here, and check out Shraw and I's conversation about whether the Celtics can make history here. They're two wins away. Celtics All Access for that, and more coverage from inside the Celtics locker room and at practice, shoot around, everything else. I'm Bobby Manning. This has been the Garden Report.
CLNS Media Celtics coverage is brought to you by FanDuel. New customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win.